Episode 13, Dealing with the Law. Welcome to the Be Your Own Boss podcast, the young entrepreneur's guide to starting a business. Whether you're thinking about business for the first time or you have an idea that you want to develop, then this is the podcast for you. I'm Mari and I'll be guiding you through this 15-part series that will keep you on track and help you think through the challenges that come with starting a business. Part of the Welsh Government's Business Wales service, Big Ideas Wales raises aspirations and supports young entrepreneurs' ambitions for business. Part funded by the European Regional Development Fund, Big Ideas Wales supports young people through online resources, business skills workshops, and one-to-one sessions with an advisor to help your ideas become a reality. To get in touch with us, you can like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Message us and one of the team will get back to you. Call us via the helpline on 03000 60 3000, live chat on the Business Wales website, or you can email us bigideas@gov.wales. Welcome to episode 13 of the Be Your Own Boss podcast. But first, a quick recap of episode 12, where we discussed the importance of managing money, recording all of the incoming and outgoing costs, keeping the HMRC up to date, and the choices you have in bookkeeping and banking. Now we need to talk about the law, tax, insurance, and the business structure. I know it might not sound too exciting, but it's a vital element, so listen up and let's get started. Every business has to have a legal structure, whether you're a sole trader or a limited company. I think it's time for a quick recap. A sole trader is a self-employed person who is the sole owner of their business. This is the simplest and most popular type of company. Being a sole trader means less paperwork, which is great, but you are personally liable for any debts that the business racks up. A limited company has shareholders and is run by its directors. Limited liability means you are protected if your business owes money, and taxes can be lower for limited companies. Most of you, like many other young entrepreneurs, will set up as a sole trader whilst you get started, and then as you grow, set up as a limited company when the time is right and under the guidance of an accountant. In order for you to set up in business, there are some steps you need to take. Don't worry if you don't know them, because that's what I'm going to tell you about next. First, contact the HMRC and tell them you're setting up a business and you must remember to register online for a self-assessment, this is for sole traders, corporate tax, if you're a company, VAT turnover that reached the VAT threshold of £85,000, PAYE, pay as you earn, if you plan to employ staff. Now we have to get on to the dreaded element of tax. You will have to pay and we have to cover it at some point. First, let's talk income tax. If you decide to set up as a sole trader, then you will have to pay tax on any money that you make after you have deducted your expenses. You don't pay tax until your income exceeds your personal allowance. Then we need to talk national insurance. Sole traders pay two kinds of national insurance. They pay a flat weekly rate called Class 2 and Class 4, which are based on earnings. To start the process, you will need a national insurance number, and from this, you will get a unique taxable reference number, or UTR for short. Now I'm going to talk you through four types of tax, but which ones you need to pay depend, you'll be pleased to hear, on how you've set up your business. Dividend tax. If you're a limited company and take income dividends, then you will have to pay tax on this. The rules on dividends are always changing, so our advice would be to go and speak to an accountant about this. Corporation tax. This is only paid by limited companies. Sole traders don't have to pay this tax. VAT. If you're registered for VAT, then you have to do quarterly VAT returns and pay back any surplus VAT you have received after deducting any VAT you've paid, if necessary. Business rates. This is local tax and is essential council tax for businesses. There are reliefs and exemptions for some small firms, and worth noting, you don't have to pay this unless you have premises. Phew. Now the tax is out the way, I think we're No, I'm getting ahead of myself and almost forgot something important. Insurance. Don't forget insurance. There are different types of insurance depending on your business. You'll need to consider the following. Professional indemnity insurance. You need this to protect yourself against compensation claims made by customers. These things do happen. Public liability insurance. This is worth considering if your business comes into contact with the public. Employer's liability insurance. You will need this too if you employ anyone. Business and contents insurance. You'll need this if you have a premises. I think it's also worth noting three laws you should be aware of. Intellectual property law. This is there to protect your ideas and ensure you don't infringe others. Employment laws. This is relevant if you employ staff. And digital regulations. These cover data and email use. Make sure you make yourself aware of GDPR, for example, and understand what you can and can't do under these guidelines. That was a lot to take in, I know, but now you have knowledge of tax, insurance, and law, which are key elements to have in place when starting your business. You might be thinking right now of the amount of time you'll need to put in and how you're going to get it all done. Well, don't panic, because in the next episode, I'll be talking about time management. If you have any questions, then all you have to do is get in touch. To get in touch with us, you can like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Message us and one of the team will get back to you. Call us via the helpline on 03000 60 3000. Live chat on the Business Wales website. Or send us an email, bigideas@gov.wales. I'll speak to you all again very soon.